M.
Laura.
Hang on, I have to flush the toilet. Hi, I'm Laura.
And I'm Emily.
Welcome to Slowing Down with the Simonians,
the other Armenian sisters.
Join us weekly for trending topics, deep discussions, unfiltered sister talk, and janky life hacks.
Always with a splash of humor.
That was good.
Yeah.
Laura? When you first came on, I heard a siren in the background.
Yeah, that's because there's a siren going down the street. It's rough around here. It's real rough.
Is it coming for you?
Maybe. Maybe they...
that would be a good episode.
Maybe it's the hazmat team coming for our upstairs toilet.
Wouldn't be the first time.
There's three boys that live in this house.
Oh, right. You were talking about the boys.
Anyway, let's just roll right in here. Oh, I think somebody just fell out of bed upstairs. I heard a big scuttle. Okay, now I'm really going to start. Okay,
ready? Isn't Scuttle the name of the bird in Little Mermaid?
Yeah, he was a seagull. Scuttle!
May he rest.
He was like really looking out for her.
Yeah, he thought he knew all the like trinkets, but he didn't.
Yeah, like he was the one that saw Ursula with Prince Eric and like went to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
What a squawking. Yeah, he was a good friend. Anyway, hello everyone and welcome back to Slowing Down with the Simonians. We have a very special Election Day 2020 edition for you. We are thinking of tentatively calling today's episode something like Intermission 2020. A positive break from all the BS, from the fire hose of 2020. Is that what you said, Laura?
Yeah, it has. Just one thing after another blasting at us.
Yeah. So we just figured on this day of days, you might need a little boost, a little shot in the arm, if you will. And we are here to try to give you that, just to be light and fluffy and give you something to smile about in a day when you might be fraught with worry.
Nervous, anxious.
Yeah. All the
is. We're all feeling a little bit of that.
All the is. Anxious, nervous. I guess that's it. Yeah, so I think that without getting into politics directly, just so you know, we are not going to be doing that. We just want to call attention to what is going on currently in a very basic sense that it's Election Day. This is previously recorded, so we're pretending.
Right, and it's just kind of like the one-liner that you would write in your journal, like, dear diary, today is election day.
Like how you...
And Todd said hi to me.
Yeah, it's November 3rd, and tomorrow is my birthday in pretend land, because we're actually recording this ahead of time, because we are overachievers.
Actually, this is the latest that we've recorded. We're, like, really cutting it close.
Well, you've been busy, hon.
I have been busy. There's been a lot going on. We had my youngest surgery. I can't believe we're finally on the other side. So thankful that it went well. And we're moving across the country. We're days away. We're filling the pod. And actually, when this airs, we will be arriving in Tennessee, but waiting for our lease to start. So I can't wait. I'm so excited. I just wish we could fast forward through all the actual moving and like heavy lifting. But there's been a lot on my mind, a lot of big stuff. And Em, I actually have something I need you to weigh in on, a big decision that I've just been mulling over. Okay, I need your input. So I've been debating names for my gray hair
streak. Oh, I love it. I already have one.
So Well, okay, I'm toying with a few.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking if we say the same name, I'm going to freak out.
Stop. I'm going to say it first.
One,
you
two,
stop.
Three.
Two.
Betty.
Three. Meryl Streep. Oh, actually. Okay, so my first choice is Meryl Streep, but my second choice is Betty White.
Oh my God, Laura, we both channeled Betty White.
I know. And you know who else?
Betty the Ghost. Yeah.
Betty the Ghost. Just a woman from our childhood that I was afraid of because she was so old and I thought she looked like a ghost. And I think my sisters, I think you guys.
Yeah, now we're going to get reamed for ageism. She was so scary because she was just so old.
But when you're a little kid, old yeah, she was pretty scary.
Like she had a very unusual look. And you had a scary dream about her.
And she was soft.
And you, yeah, oh, I did. Yeah, I remember it. And you were like, oh my God, Betty was in my dream. And I'm like horrified.
And she was a ghost.
You were like, yeah, she's, actually, I kind of don't remember. It turned into this thing. Like she was a ghost in the dream. And she was scary in real life because she had a lot of wrinkles and was just like kind of withered.
Yeah, and she had like a scary voice. Like if I were to ever hear a ghost talk, it would sound like
she didn't engage her vocal cords. It was like really frail. Like she
Yeah. And really, to be honest, I don't think she was that old. Like she was an old woman, but she wasn't 60, like 90. Laura.
No, but she sounded the way that she looked. Frail.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So I think we just eliminated the name Betty for my gray hair streak after that whole conversation.
That's just the go-to old lady name. And when I think of gray hair, I think of old lady. And so I went with Betty. And then we have that joke. And so we both said Betty. And there's Betty White. But Meryl right. Streak is a very good play on words.
Okay. Yeah, I think I like Meryl. That seems to fit.
Yeah, I mean, if it helps you decide. I think it's so witty. I'm actually jealous that you came up with it and I didn't.
Yeah, you blurted Betty. How embarrassing.
Well, you gave me like 1 second to decide.
Oh, I was worried you were going to take it from me. I want to know what your birthday plans are.
Okay, so in our, by the time everybody's listening to this, it's November 3rd and my birthday is November 4th. And so our plans the weekend before my birthday, because my birthday is a Wednesday, we are going to go to high tea at the Willard Hotel in downtown DC. Because I love a high tea. Okay. I love a little crumpet, a little whatever they do, biscuit.
Like, yeah. Who doesn't love a good crumpet?
Yeah. So we're going to do that. I wanted to bring Pepper. And like dress her up and be that girl that brings a little poodle in a bag to a high tea. And I actually, and this is like a high-end hotel. And I emailed them saying that she was my emotional support dog. So the email went something like this. Yeah. Hi, it's my birthday and I'm coming to your high tea service on Saturday at 1 p.m. I was wondering if I could bring my emotional support animal.
She's a poodle that's not housebroken.
She's a poodle that's 7 pounds. Can I bring her? And they basically wrote back to me and said no.
Well, I can't blame them.
So she's not coming. But on my actual birthday, we are going to order Chinese food from our favorite place. And I'm going to make Jake watch Troop Beverly Hills with me for the first time.
Oh, that's so
It's going to be so great.
You're going to have to make a rule that he's not allowed to comment during it so that he doesn't ruin your view.
Actually, the rule that's going to be the hardest is I might, if I'm feeling evil enough, tell him that he can't be looking at his phone.
Oh, you should. That's a good one. Like leave the phone in the other room and it has to be
But what's
going to
be really hard is that he's going to want to watch the news because everybody's going to be drinking up everything that would have happened the day prior.
Right. Thank goodness your birthday didn't land on Election Day this year. I know that happens a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So I won't say what my age is, even though I'm sure everybody knows. I've reached that age where
I'm questioning your age right now. I think I'm a year behind. I'm not going to say it out loud. We'll have to discuss after the
I've
show.
Reached that age where it's not cool to say it anymore.
Yeah, and it when you start to forget your age and they all start to blend together, that's when you
Right.
know.
And after I turned 30, I just stopped counting because there was nothing really special anymore. But let us never forget that when I did turn 30, we were at the Line Hotel in LA, and we went to this bar that was like an underground speakeasy that I can't even remember the name of it. Were you there? Oh my God, you lived in
Where were
Hawaii.
you?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was wondering where I
You.
was. That was the year that I got married and moved that summer. And then you must have turned 30 like a
No, it
few
was a
months
year
later.
after.
Oh, was it? So it was 25th.
Yeah. You said it. How dare you?
Oh, I said it. Now everyone can do the math and they'll know.
So, all that I was going to say is just that when the clock was striking midnight on my birthday and I was turning 29 to 30, we were in that bar and I decided to do like a running start to go jump up on the bar top. And I started like doing a dance up there and like not a good dance. There's video and photo evidence of this. And the big security guards
Oh.
came running after me, like, get her.
I just picture that scene in Aladdin.
And
Like street
they were like
rat.
pulling me down, and then everybody was cheering, and I got escorted out, kicked out. And so my joke was that security escorted me into my 30s.
No better
Yeah, I'm
way.
so proud of that moment.
Wow, and thanks to technology now you'll remember it forever.
Like it reminds me of how I want to live my life. I want to
Yeah.
do stuff like that and have fun and get kicked out of bars and laugh with my friends into the wee hours of the morning.
Into the next decade of your life. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think that I take myself too seriously. Not myself, but just in general. It's like, man, I just want to loosen up and like all of our goals and resolutions should be to just have more
Yes.
fun.
Yeah. There's been a couple times in the last few weeks where I've gone out at night. That sounds weird to say, like I'm some kind of hermit, but with COVID and being the age that I am, and now having two kids that are with us 50% of the time, not that I'm going to try to blame it on them, but there's just been a lifestyle change in
It's
the last 5
different.
years.
Yeah, totally.
And so when I've gone out at night and we're like, just that feeling like you're driving and it's late and you're like bumping the music and you've pre-gamed and like, oh my gosh, I'm going out at night. This is a thing.
And it just makes it way more
Yeah,
exciting.
it was so fun.
Totally. I feel like that all the time. I rarely leave after sunset. So when it's dark and I leave the house, it's like, whoa, I used to do this all the time. Like I used to not even go out until way
Right.
later. Whereas now if I'm out at the time I used to leave, it's like a big
Yeah,
deal.
we would be like power napping at 8 p.m. and then getting up and pre-gaming and getting ready and like taking a power shower and like pre-gaming in the shower. There was something so
Yeah.
luxurious about that. And now, actually, I think I'm gonna bring this
Interesting.
back. Sometimes it's fun to drink coffee in the shower in the morning.
Oh, that
Yeah.
would be fun. Except I drink iced coffee, so I feel like it would melt.
Yeah. Well, let us know how that goes, Laura.
Well, do you think we should
Yeah,
slow it
we should
down
slow it
in?
down.
We wanted to discuss something that would be relevant around this time of year as far as election time. So we're going to just talk about positivity, about staying in a healthy mindset. And I think a lot of that is in connection with our brains and our bodies and positive affirmations. So, Em, I'll let you open it up.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is that you really have to curate positivity and positive experiences. And a trick that I learned, and I honestly can't remember where I learned this, was to create something that you could call it whatever you want, but I learned to call it the happy list, where it's exactly what it sounds like. You jot down things that make you happy. It can be like watching a sunset, watching a sunrise, listening to Mbop by Hanson. That's my personal go-to. Like writing down a funny moment that whenever you think about it, you just are like, oh my gosh, that was the best. Like that was the funniest thing ever. Just those moments where you are curating this list so that when you look at it, you're pulling up positive feelings and almost putting yourself in that mindset on purpose.
Yeah, totally. I think I have done this before too. I feel like I used to do this even when I was pretty young. And I think I called it my feel good list because it's everything that makes me feel like warm and cozy and fuzzy
Nice.
Inside.
Yeah, it's like the equivalent of an old school like mixtape or CD. It's the playlist.
Totally. I think on my list was like a towel straight out of the dryer or like the smell of rain, things like that, like that really bring up your senses and enhance them. And
yes,
you know, like you associate good smells with home and comfort and things like that. I'm all
right.
Here
I
for
love
it.
that you're playing into the senses. I think that's perfect. And for me, like I was saying about, you know, watching a sunset, I came up with that list when I was in Hawaii and I was working around the clock and you almost forget that you're in paradise. And so, like, you guys used to do this on Maui. I remember you would walk out for sunset every day and the beach was across the street.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like you almost forget to do the things you love. Like, okay, I've been in my house working all day. Let me step outside and look at the sky. And it's this beautiful pink sherbet, you know.
I just did that tonight. I was taking the trash out with the girls. Like any excuse to go outside. I'm serious. They get so excited to take the trash out. And I stopped and the sky was like hot pink behind the big palm tree in the backyard. And it was so pretty. And I thought, I cannot remember the last time I saw a sunset or saw the sky that, like, looking so pretty. And man, if it wasn't for that trash, I wouldn't
That just
have seen
cracks
it.
Me up because it's like you're saying, yeah, I just went outside in my ratty bathrobe carrying that, you know, bag filled with diapers and I saw the sky.
I mean, it's just like you're saying, you're working or you're busy or you don't get off work until it's dark. We're in coming up to winter solstice, so I know that's always a big one for us, but
yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah,
sometimes
you're
spot on.
Once I finally step outside, it's like, oh my gosh, it's such a pretty day.
You're
or,
saying
wow,
exactly
I don't know
what I'm saying. I just didn't want to miss an opportunity to make fun of you taking out the trash.
Yeah, of course, because we know that in your house, only Jake takes out the
actually,
trash.
I took it out tonight.
Wow, we both took out the trash.
Yeah,
together.
I actually cleaned my pantry and I did the home edit where you make it all rainbow. Anyway, I digress.
Well, you know, so the happy list.
Again, like imagery, things to remind you of what makes you happy or what you, things that you love or goals, right? But also just kind of a mindfulness practice of sitting and imagining, whether it's remembering like something funny that happened or it's picturing.
I definitely have one of these. I think I always have. And I think that we should be careful not to fall into going to social media for this, because I think that there's just something about having like a list, a handwritten list of all of your favorite things, whether it's like, you know, things we just mentioned, and looking at it, even if it's in your nightstand or just up next to your bed somewhere that you can see it on your bathroom mirror.
Yes, that's a perfect segue into visualization. And I know that imagery and vision boards like that has been kind of a big movement for the last, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years. I don't know. But more specifically, I'm thinking about.
Well, when you said, when you said picturing something funny that happened or remembering something funny, I immediately pictured our refrigerator on Maui with the picture of you, me, and Jason on Splash Mountain.
That was good.
Because it's one of those pictures that I can't look at and not laugh. I should maybe post it. It's so good.
I can picture it.
There's just like pure joy on our faces. And so that's totally one of those for me.
Yeah. I can picture the wrinkle between my eyebrows in that picture.
Oh, I have the
I
vein.
Know.
We both have the vein, and I think Abby does
yeah.
too. That's okay. Only when I laugh really hard or get really mad.
Yeah, I know it. I know it well.
Yeah, the
no,
vein.
Not the vein, the wrinkle.
Okay, sorry, we were talking about visualizing.
I'm going to be honest with you. I went into a little bit of a rabbit hole in my mind trying to name your vein, but I couldn't come up with it fast enough, and so there was an awkward pause. The only thing I could come up with was Purple Vein, like the Prince song. Yeah.
Purple Rain.
Let's just put it on a shelf and come back to it. I was talking about visualizing vision boards, imagery, and I guess imagining yourself in your ideal, like even just your ideal day. Like, what does that look like? What would be your perfect day? You sleep in, you get up, you have an amazing chai tea latte with oat milk, just hypothetically. So I think we are all pretty familiar with that practice, vision boards.
I think what I just thought of is, I don't know, this might just be me. It might be in Enneagram 4 thing, but sometimes I know what you're saying about just visualizing your perfect day, but if you go as far as to think, okay, go to your happy place, I think that's something totally different that would actually spiral me into like a sense of longing for something else and would almost make me more upset in the present moment, if that makes sense. So what I was going to say what am I going to say?
I'm going to say gratitude. Get it.
Yeah, totally. Gratitude and thankfulness.
Absolutely. Well, and so what I was going to say next actually takes us out of that if you're looking at it that way, which I can hear what you're saying, because it pulls up a longing for what you feel like you're quote unquote missing, but it's affirmations. And again, like this was an exercise that was taught to me where you journal as if you have what you want in the present moment and you're manifesting that, like, and you get down to like the nitty gritty detail, like, I am a successful entrepreneur. I drive a Mercedes. Like, it doesn't need to be material things, but material things are just easier to say off the bat, right? But you go down this whole list of like placing yourself in the present moment with what you want to work toward, what your goals are, as if they already exist.
Or who you want to be.
Exactly. I am compassionate. Like, I am spiritual.
Yeah. Yeah. Creative, loving, kind, unique, generous. Gassy. I mean, I used to have a huge list, and gassy was on
it's
there.
It's always on there.
Just kidding. Well, I also want to, on the subject of our topic
on
today.
On the topic of our subject.
I also want to add that it's a little bit later than we usually record. And actually, the last couple of nights, I've been asleep right now. It's only 8:15. I've fallen asleep with my 3-year-old the past two nights.
I thought you were going to say in the bathtub.
I'm feeling in the bathtub. Yeah, I'm feeling a little loopy.
Yeah,
so.
And it's 11:12 over here.
No, it's so bad. Like, I can't really complain about being loopy because it's only 8. But
it's really late
later.
And I'm tired and I'm hungry. I'm wired and tired.
Tired and tired. Well, I'll move this thing along. I was just going to talk about the brain-body connection since we were discussing affirmations. And I mean, it's like people say you are what you think or what your thoughts are. And I just wanted to emphasize your thoughts are so powerful. You know, if you think something, and I don't know, I mean, of course, there's the whole manifesting. I said that weird. Manifesting. But even just to feel confident and content in your skin and who you are, I think that there's a really important brain-body connection that goes along with that.
Manifest destiny. Yes. So you are what you think, just like you are what you eat. In which case I would be a cheese enchilada.
Well, I would be a pizza.
Cheese enchiladas are my favorite. But you were talking about your thoughts and how powerful they are and the brain-body connection. And I guess I was maybe going to talk about how certain, not necessarily thoughts, but certain actions can actually change the cells in your body. For example, crying or laughing. And so we used to do laughing yoga at one of the treatment centers where I worked. And it's exactly where it sounds like, where you're going through basically like a yoga flow and you're forcing laughter, which, yes, it's nutty and it's really out there. But what do you expect? I was a therapist that lived in Hawaii. And so we're like sitting out there, everybody's doing yoga and we're forcing our laughter. And it sounds very awkward at first, but then everybody starts laughing at each other because we're all forcing. And then we just start laughing. And it was like this eruption of like, you know, raucous laughter. It was amazing.
That's great. That
yeah. And so laughing fun. Actually, you know, it energizes you. It changes your breathing. It changes the cells in your body, like I was saying. And so
I love that. And it is like a good release, mm-hmm. like a good cry.
Yeah. And so the brain body connection is much more than just your thoughts. It's actually like the mind body connection. Some other things that I do, just bringing humor and positivity into my day. And it's very curated. I'll watch funny videos. Like I'll pull up Amy Schumer and just watch her do like a little stand up. And then I'll piggyback off of that and find like unknown comedians. And, you know, even if it's not super funny, it just gives you a little chuckle. And
yeah, it's like a lighthearted mm-hmm. break in your day.
Yeah. And you need to plan that stuff out.
I think it's important, especially if we're going to emphasize and goal set to have more fun.
So one more thing that I'll say more pointedly about the election and 2020. I know there's a lot of people that are anxious, distressed, worried, depressed, whatever you want to call it. And there's a lot to be nervous about regardless of outcome of the election. I mean, we're not getting political here. Again, I will just reaffirm that, but either way you slice it, no matter which political party or candidate you affiliate with, I guess you can say, there's going to be people that are unhappy with the outcome. And so I guess I would just wrap it up by saying that something that you have to take one day at a time, because if you worry about tomorrow's problems, you're going to ruin today, right? And as Jake would say, the future doesn't exist. So we're stressing ourselves about tomorrow when we don't even know what's going to happen.
Tomorrow may never come.
Garth Brooks. Yep. So that's kind of the more, I just feel like we can't release this on Election Day 2020 at the end of this year of all years without saying something along those lines. You know what I mean? Like we need to acknowledge the cluster that is going on right now.
Totally. Yeah, we all know it's a cluster, but we're here to keep you laughing through
it. Or at least giving like a little half a smile.
Yeah. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will bring its own worries. This trouble is enough for today.
Yeah. So I think
D6. There you go.
Oh, I didn't even catch it.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. It's Matthew 6. There you have it.
Taking it one day at a time, using humor, laughing, curating funny moments and conjuring up, you know, memories and using a happy list or a feel good list. We talked about the brain body connection. We talked about visualizing vision boards and affirmations. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so. We packed a lot in.
Packing it in. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to give our listeners a little behind the scenes. You know, we put more thought into this than you might think. And we don't rehearse. It's pretty much on the fly, but we do meet briefly before we're going to record these. And we even have a Google document that is...
We even have a Google document. We're so perfect.
I'm looking at it right now and I can see that Laura's looking at it and we're at the part in the notes where I basically like mentioned somebody's name and said, don't say their name because I'm going to ask Laura to retell this funny story of something that she was spotted doing in the last week. So take it away, Laura. What were you doing this week?
So on Sunday, we had a little Halloween get together with some family before our big move and before the chaos of packing and all of that fun. So we did Halloween. We told the girls it's Halloween, and we baked cookies and carved pumpkins, and they got dressed up, and we did the whole shebang. And so Melissa and I actually went door to door to a few of the neighbors right around us who we know, and told them what we were doing, and took over bags of candy and asked them if they would hand candy out to the girls when we come by in like an hour, because we're still a couple weeks out from Halloween. And of course they all played along, and there is one house that has an older couple living in it.
Oh my gosh, this is like the episode of ageism. We're not anti-old people. I know.
I'm just painting the picture for you guys. So I was dressed like a cat. Melissa was dressed as a ghost, but thankfully left her costume. Yeah, she was really terrifying. It was great. I'll have to post it. Reminds me of Betty.
She went as Betty.
So we went over and knocked on this door, and the older man came to the door, and he peered out through the glass at us first, like very obviously eyeing us. And I was dressed like a cat, but I had cat ears on and like a leopard top. But you fooled him. And
put, you were eyeliner unrecognizable on my nose when you put on those cat ears.
Apparently. So we said our hellos, and he gave us a strange look and said, I'm not the owner of this home. I'm just protecting it. And we said, oh, no, no, no. We, you know, we came from across the street. It's, you know, it's me, Laura, blah, blah, blah. Like we're going to bring the, no, no, no. I don't want any. We don't want any. There are no girls here. And I was kind of thrown off. Like, wait, is he like messing with us? He's in senescence. You know, and I kept reiterating like who we were and trying to, because he was like very freaked out by us. So it seemed, right? Like I thought, gosh, maybe we woke him up. Maybe he's just messing with us. I don't know. This is like a neighbor who's known us for a while. We just, you know, we chit chat every time we're outside. He drives by and honks and waves at the girls, like very friendly and chummy and knows us for sure. So it was so confusing, but anyway, he ended up telling us, no, no, we don't want anything. And then he said, like, it was almost like he realized. And I was thinking, oh, good. He finally realized it's us. And now he's probably embarrassed. He said, I apologize. I am very sick. I have the flu. Please go away. And he closed the door.
That's so awkward. And did he close it in your face?
Oh, okay. Like, I mean, I wasn't, like, trying to get in. But, yeah, he just closed it. We were like, okay, bye. Like, feel better. I was thinking, he really didn't know who we were. And I just was standing in his garage talking to him like 2 weeks ago.
Really threw him.
So that was what I was spotted doing, walking up and down the street dressed as a cat, getting a door slammed in my face.
I love that journey for you.
So there you have it. Mom life.
That's great, Laura. I'm glad that we mentioned Melissa, because I just feel like we're not doing right by her to not at least mention her name, even though she's obviously not present. I mean, we're slowing down with the Simonians, and we plastered her name and face on our brand without her consent. And it wouldn't be right if we didn't at least talk about her.
I agree. There are three of us, and she deserves a mention.
Let's see if we could get her on next week.
Ooh, that's a big ask.
She seems to be more emotionally available lately.
You're right. And, you know, she's actually going to come around this weekend to say her big goodbyes.
She's going to say goodbye to you?
She's coming just to say bye.
Wow.
Before we move. So, okay. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Happy Election Day. Happy birthday to M. Happy move-in week to me. And until next time. Bye, guys.